The regular Kohen Hediot wore four relatively plain garments made out of white linen, kutonet, the tunic, michnasayim, the trousers, migba'at, the hat, and the avnet, a belt, which was made of precious fabrics. The Kohen Gadol, the high priest, wore four additional garments, the me'il, which is the robe or the tunic, the ephod, which is an apron, choshen, the breastplate with all of the beautiful gems, and tzitz, which is a diadem that he wore hanging from a p'til t'chelet, a string of t'chelet on his forehead. These were a grandiose collection fashioned from the most lavish materials, fine gold, precious gems, and exquisite fabrics. The me'il was woven of pure t'chelet, as the Torah tells us, k'lil t'chelet, pure t'chelet. The precise design of the me'il is subject to debate. Rashi and the Ravid believed it to have sleeves, similar to a robe. The Rambam, the Ralbag, and the Ramban saw it more as a sleeveless poncho, hanging down on either side or in front and back of the Kohen Gadol. On the bottom hem of the me'il there were 72 pa'amonim v'rimonim, bells and pomegranates. The rimonim were tassels, made from blue t'chelet, purple argaman, and red tola'at shani. The bells were made of gold, and would chime when the Kohen Gadol performed the various services in the Beit HaMikdash, as the Torah tells us, so that the sound of it is heard when he comes into the sanctuary before Hashem and when he goes out.